Well, Helen, why don't we start off with some positive news? Now, you shared with me a post from your husband, Matt, whom I know has been maybe causing some angst to the family with his decision to sail through the Red Sea en route to the Middle East on a private yacht. Wasn't exactly a Valentine you got for your 32nd wedding anniversary, was it?
No, and I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have even remembered, to be honest, if
Don't go there.
Happy anniversary. So he posted this. Today, we safely arrived in Jeddah in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. After leaving Djibouti in northern Africa 5 days ago, we sailed through the Bab al-Mandab, also known as the Gate of Tears, into the extreme high-risk zone of the southern Red Sea. We left at a time knowing we would experience gale-force winds and big seas, making our transit quicker and hopefully free from pirate activity. We saw very few ships. The blockade by the Houthis seems to be working. We were often buzzed by military helicopters, could hear military jets flying at high altitude, and a few explosions in the distance would disrupt our peace. The Red Sea is strikingly beautiful. The water is pristine, yet very salty with an abundance of bioluminescence. And yes, of course we stopped and swam often when the conditions allowed. We enjoyed clear skies with warm weather during the day and cool, humid, starlit nights. It's one of the most beautiful stretches of water I have ever sailed. I'm so lucky to have an awesome crew, including Rhys from Canada, who works at Sydney by Sail, Lars from Norway, who's a very skillful sailor, and Aussie Tracy, an ex-SAS Special Forces person, and awesome crew boss Joe, who was everyone's rock. Sure, this journey was risky, but with all the NATO forces in the region, we always felt safe and knew that help was close by if it was ever needed. I admire greatly the merchant mariners who transit this area as part of their job, not knowing if a missile will hit their ship at any time. After this challenging passage, can't wait to experience Jeddah during the holy month of Ramadan. So there you go. I'm just happy that he got there safe and sound and into our 33rd year of marriage.
Love and kisses from Matt.
Yeah.
We actually, you interviewed Matt a few months ago. It was Christmas, actually, wasn't it? Because he came home.
I did.
For Christmas.
Yes.
And I thought then, you know, he's got a wonderful way with words. He ought to write a book. He's a good writer.
Well, when he,
you've been
when
teaching
he puts
him.
His mind to it, well, writing's not his strong point to be truthful, but... Yeah, I think it's good. And it was really interesting to hear that the Red Sea is beautiful because I wouldn't have known that or thought that. I don't know why. And he's really enjoying being in Jeddah.
I think it's got coral and everything, the Red Sea.
Yeah, I think so. So they're going to do, they're doing some snorkeling in that at the moment.
And is he coming back now?
No, he's got to keep going up the Red Sea to Egypt and then up through the Suez Canal into the Mediterranean.
Yeah, isn't there an issue with the Suez being very low on water? I suppose it won't worry him in a yacht, but I know some of the big ships
won't.
Are having issues, aren't they?
Well, there's not that many going through at the moment.
Right.
That's for sure. But, so not your normal sail, that one, anyway.
No, and the end result of all this, though, Helen, is that I think you are going to be able to go and travel around the Med or somewhere on this yacht. Yeah?
That's the plan. We'll go and explore some places in the Mediterranean. I'm just letting him do all this risky stuff first.
And you'll just happily fly straight over the top of it all and lob into a nice port with a glass of something.
Just take me to Greece, please. Let's go.
Oh, if you go there, we're going to have to insist on regular reportage.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
All right. Well, I saw that post. I thought it was a lovely... I knew you'd be chuffed to get that. And I thought, well, it's nice to know he's safe, that he's done what he wanted to do. And really, I suppose, are the Houthis that desperate that they need to attack a relatively small vessel when there's lots of vessels out there probably carrying black gold in the form of oil and stuff that they could trade with somebody like Vladimir?
Yes.
Anyway, that's a nice little... something a little bit different here on Travel Writers Radio for you. And we've also got a song coming straight up.